Parshas Vayetzeach, Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Yaakov Avinu in the dreams and promises him several haftoches. V'hoyo zaracho, the Torah says in the beginning of this week's parsha, ka'afar ha'oretz, your descendants will be numerous like the dust of the land, etc., etc., etc. Not only that, v'hine anoichi imoch, v'shmarticho b'choy lashetelech, I will be with you and I will guard you, v'ashivoisicho el adoma hazois, and I will return you to this land. And then the Torah writes the following words, and these are the words that we'd really like to focus on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu concludes by saying, Ki loy e'ezovcho, I will not abandon you, ad asher imosisi es asher dibarti loch, until I have performed that which I have promised you. So simply speaking, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not only promised Yaakov all these various haftoches, but he's assured him also that he will not abandon him until such point that the various promises are fulfilled. Now I'd like to share with you a story and try and explain the story. I've seen this story printed in a number of Svarim. The story is about the great Rebbe of Rezhin. Somebody came to the Rebbe of Rezhin, presumably a chassid of his, to ask him for a brocha. He said he needs a Yeshua. He's in a difficult situation and he needs a brocha from the Rebbe. He emerges from the Rebbe's room with a smile from ear to ear. Outside the room in which the Rebbe was being Makabel Kohol, there was the Gabbai who himself, in the future, became a Rebbe himself, a Chotke of a Rebbe. And he asked this Jew, and he said to him, you seem very pleased. Are you happy? Did the Rebbe give you the appropriate bracha? And he said, yes. Upon which he asked, well, what did the Rebbe say to you? And he answered back, the Rebbe said, the Eibishtevet Helfen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. And what could be a better bracha than that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. So the Gabbai, the Chotke of a Rebbe to be, said, I think you better go back in to the Rebbe. Why? I've already asked him for a bracha and he gave me a wonderful bracha, the Eibishtevet Helfen, Hashem Yazor. And he said, no, go back in to ask the Rebbe, Obavos Geit Zain, Biz, the Eibishtevet Helfen. What's going to be until HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps? So he went back into the Rebbe and he said, the Rebbe gave me a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, but what will be until that point? Upon which the Rebbe answered, the Eibishtevet Helfen, Biz, the Eibishtevet Helfen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. In some of the Sforim in which I saw this story quoted, there is an additional line to the story. And this is the reason why we're relating it now. The Rebbe explained that this rather strange sounding bracha, Hashem will help until Hashem will help, actually finds its source in the pasuk that we just mentioned a moment ago. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to Yaakov the various brachas, but then concludes by saying, Ki lo ye'ezovcho, I will not abandon you, ad asher imosisi es asher dibarti loch. Meaning, I'm not guaranteeing you that the promises will come to fruition immediately, but I am guaranteeing you that until they will become realized, I will not abandon you even until HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. In other words, the Rebbe's bracha is in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. Even though it's a wonderful story with a makor from this week's parasha, but I think the story needs explanation. What does that mean? Hashem will help until Hashem will help. Now every single day during the week, one of the brachas that we daven in Shemoneh Esrei is the bracha of Ala Tzadikim. Essentially, this bracha is all about bitochin, v'stein chalkeinu imoim lo'ilom, v'loi nevoish kivacha batochin. It's all about bitochin. And the bracha concludes, Baruch ato Hashem, mishon u'mivtoch la tzadikim. What does that mean? Mishon u'mivtoch. Translation of the word mishon is when you lean on something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes, as it were, the pillar upon which we lean, for tzaddikim, but also the mivtoch, the guarantor. So what is this dual role that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays, as it were? The mishon and the mivtoch. So there is a pirush of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Hagra. The son of the Vilna Goyim says the following words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed is the mivtoch. He's the guarantor. He brings the yeshuos, the brachos, the success to tzaddikim. However, that may well not be immediate. That is, la'achar zman. Koidem yovei she'elosom. However, before that arrives, who mish on lohem, he is a support. He is a support to them until the haftoches come true. Why? Shelo yevdu bitchoinom, so that they shall not lose their bitochin. And the son of the Vilna Gaon, Rabbeinu Avram, gives two classic examples. One of them was at the time of Golos Mitzrayim, and the Geula from Mitzrayim. Even before the Geula actually came about, but beforehand, there was the Mishon. What were Klal Yisrael leaning on? Not the Geula, because the Geula hadn't yet happened. They were still, as it were, languishing in Mitzrayim. But there were tremendous miracles. All the Makkos B'chayros. That was the support before the Miftach. That was the Mishon, following which you have the Miftach. Another example, says Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agro, in the times of Achashverosh. Even long before the story reaches its grand and dramatic conclusion, but there was a Mishon before. Long before you get to the end of the story, we see that Mordechai is paraded round the town by Haman of all people. That is the Mishon. That is the support. That is the leaning, as it were, upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Miftach. V'so'ad oisom bebitchoinom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports them with their bitochin. Koidem sheyoitzu me'afela lo'ira. Before they go from darkness to light. What does that mean? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as a Mishon before the Miftach? So simply speaking, perhaps we could have learned, we all know the famous Rashi, Yosef is descending towards Mitzrayim, he is being sold by the Orchas Yishmaelim, and the Torah points out that strangely enough, what were they carrying in their wagons? Pleasant smelling besomim. Why is that significant to know? So Rashi points out, Rashi says, Ein darkom shall arovim loseis elon neft ve'itron shereichan ra. Normally their cargo would be bad smelling incense. And over here HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized that they had pleasant smelling incense. In order, why was there pleasant fragrance besomim? So that Yosef should not have to suffer from the bad smell. Sounds very peculiar. Yosef is here in his darkest hour, having been abandoned, having been sold, separated from his father and family. What type of compensation is this that, well, the good news is that there's pleasant smelling besomim. So the Bali Musar explained, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and others, it wasn't supposed to be a compensation. Rather, it was a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, even there in your darkest hour, Ki lo yitosh Hashem es amoy. You have not been abandoned. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu produced this miracle right there, in the most difficult moments, was a source of support and inspiration and chizuk for Yosef HaTzadik. So l'chayra, perhaps that's what it means, the Mishon before the Miftach. What's going to be until Achashverosh's downfall and Haman's downfall? What's going to be before Paro's downfall? We're lost, we're in Golas, so you get your besomim. What are the besomim? The Esamakos, Gedulas Mordechai. Not that that's the Geula, that's not yet the Miftach. But it's the chizuk and reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with you. And maybe that's what the Rebbe meant as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. Meaning, even if he hasn't yet brought about the Yeshua and the Miftach, but he'll still be there for you. He'll remind you that he hasn't yet abandoned you. Maybe that's what it means. But I think, if we think about this, we will see there is a profound understanding, much more deep. It's not just an inyan of Divrei Chizuk, the Besomim acting as an encouragement to Yosef, the Makos as an encouragement to Klal Yisrael. I think there is profound meaning in all of this. So let's turn back the clocks. We learn together in Parshas Lech Lecha about the Bris Bein Abasorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu foretells all of Golos Mitzrayim. He tells Avram Avinu, this is what's going to happen to your descendants. They're going to have to go into Oretz Asher Lo Elohem. It's going to be a terribly bitter golos. The obvious question that needs to be asked, why on earth did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell this to Avraham Avinu? For what purpose? What was Avraham Avinu supposed to do about this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, on the one hand, Geir Yez Aracha Baretz, Va'avodum V'inu Moisom, there's going to be 400 years of slave labor. But, The good news is that afterwards, v'gamet agoy asher yavoidu don onoichi v'achrei chen yetzu b'ruchosh gadol. How on earth does any of that influence Avraham Avinu's life? For what purpose must he know about this? So I want to share with you a phenomenal yesoid, a yesoid gadol from the great Mashkiach Rabbi Yerucham Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Mira Mashkiach. Because the Mira Mashkiach asks this question. What was the purpose of the Bris Bein Abesorim? Why did the Ovis, and by the way, it wasn't just Avraham Avinu, the Mefarshim say that Avraham Avinu passed this on to Yitzchak, Yitzchak passed this on to Yaakov. They all knew that this is what's going to happen. All of the Ovis were aware that Klal Yisrael will eventually enter Golos. Why was it important that they knew? Says Rabbi Yerucham, and this is his biggest side, there are many sources in Chazal that teach us that Klal Yisrael's ticket out of Mitzrayim was bitochen. Emuna and bitochen. The Loshon of the Medrash, Lo inigalu avoseinu mimitzrayim elo bizuchus emuna. It's all about emuna. The Loshon of Rabbeinu Bachai, bizuchus habitochen nigalu Yisrael mimitzrayim. There are many, many proofs. Our ticket, the condition to leave Mitzrayim, was that Klal Yisrael first to have bitochen. Why is that? So I'd like to share with you this terrific maima of Rabbi Yerucham in Das Chochma Umusa. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Ovis about the Bris Bein Abesorim, there was a tremendous haftacha over here. That albeit they're going to enter Golos, but they will be Zeicha also to be freed from Golos. The Ovis, none of them, ever saw fulfillment of that promise. Zuhi midosai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rabbi Yerucham. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself. Lahavtiach, to guarantee, to promise, but loy lekayim, not necessarily to fulfill that promise immediately. Ubamida zu hisnaik im ha'ovos. And that's exactly the way he conducted himself with the Ovos HaKadoshim. With them too, he promised. They didn't necessarily see an immediate fulfillment of that promise, if at all. So what was the purpose then of telling them about the promise? So here comes the big yesod, and I want to quote. Lahovin, in order to understand, ki ha-chefetz v'ha-tachlis, the entire purpose of the promise, shel midas ha-havtocha, ein zois, was for no other reason, Ki'im laha'amin bahavtochosoi. Do you know what the purpose of the promise was? To see whether you will be boiteach in the havtocha. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell the Ovis about the Bris Bein Abesorim, about the Golos of Mitzrayim? In order to see whether they will be boiteach in that havtocha. It's true, they won't see a fulfillment of it. Sometimes not immediate, and sometimes not at all. V'lameidin mizeh, says Rabbi Yerucham, we learn from this, Iker Godel, an enormous lesson, b'hanhogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Firstly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, lahavtiach v'lo yoyser. Why? What's the point of offering a promise which is not as yet unfulfilled? In order that the muvtach, the one who has been promised, yamin bozeh emuno shleimo. And here come the critical words. V'zeh yesibo. The very fact that he will be boiteach and he'll have emuna, that itself is the reason lovoy lezeh lemidas hakiyum. The fulfillment of the promise directly depends on the bitochoin that you have that indeed the promise will be fulfilled. V'dafka al derech zeh. That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself. V'hayesoid, he said, that was the zuchus and the yesoid asher mimenu zochinu le'inyin yetzias Mitzrayim. Do you know how we got out of Mitzrayim? By being boiteach in the havtocha. Had there not been bitochoin, then we would still be languishing in Mitzrayim until this very day. He quotes his Rebbe, the Rebbe of Rabbi Yerucham was the altar from Kelm. And he says, look at the storyline in Parashas Shemos. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to make his first entreat to Paroi, to demand that he frees Klal Yisrael. But before he does that, he has a stop-off with Klal Yisrael. And he produces all the oisos and the moifsim. And he converts water into dam and he changes a stick into a stake. And he tells them that I'm going to Paroi, and you, Be'ezus Hashem, will leave Mitzrayim. Asks the altar from Kelm, shouldn't the order have been reversed? Why would you want to raise the hopes of Klal Yisrael long before you've been to Paroi? Surely he should have first gone to Paroi, demanded that he frees them, and then he would come back and report to Klal Yisrael, oh, there's good news. Paroi is going to free us. Why did he first inform them that he's going to Paroi before he actually went to Paroi? Says the Alter from Kelmi, phenomenal pshat, because there would be no chance of Hatzlocha with Paroi unless Klal Yisrael first had bitochim that indeed it could happen. So he had to first produce the Moifsim so that they should have bitochim, v'yaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdoi, and then, and only then, can his demand to Paroi indeed be fulfilled. So it wasn't an issue of raising their hopes. It was in order to be mechazik their bitochim, because without bitochim, it can't happen. And Rabbi Rucham, it's a very lengthy piece, but I just want to read one more line because it's a frightening line. Ki loy yitochein la'odom. It is impossible for any human being, lizkois b'shum dovo, to merit anything. Ki im acharei habitochein. Without bitochein, you cannot be zeicha to anything. Ube'emes yesoid godel hu l'chol dovo. Indeed it is. A colossal yesod in Avodas Hashem. Mitchilo lahavtiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers the promise. Then, v'sheyamin bezeh. The function, the tachlis of the promise is in order to trigger a bitochin in the promise. V'acharkach yiskayim hadoro. And that way, indeed, the promise can be fulfilled. V'zehu inyan seder gu'ulas Mitzrayim. We sometimes think, that bitochen is a wonderful middah. It's a bonus. We recently had a series on bitochen together, and we spoke about the menuchas hanefesh of the boiteach. Rabbi Yerucham is teaching us it's far more than just having menuchas hanefesh. Without bitochen, you can't be zeichen anything at all. And that's in fact why HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, foretold the whole of Geulah Mitzrayim in order so that there should be bitochen. Had there not been bitochen, there was never to be a geula. And that's what Chazal mean. Loi nigalu avoiseinu mimitzrayim elo bizchus ha'emunah. That is the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the midarke HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rabbi Rucham teaches us. Iker Godel. How does this mechanic work? Why indeed can you not be zeiche anything to anything without bitochen? Surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rav Chesed. He could bring the geula of Mitzrayim even without bitochin. So this is a yesod we have mentioned on a number of occasions, and let's just review it briefly because it's so important. The Ramban in Iyov, the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, they all discuss this yesod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with us in the way that we relate to him. If you are boiteyach b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you are dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can be zeicha to miraculous existence. And if not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can manage without me, then indeed, manage without me. It's not an issue of reward or punishment. It's just a metzius. Like, for example, what would be the classic example? Yosef HaTzadik relied on the Sar HaMashkim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to rely on the Sar HaMashkim to take you out of jail? That's fine with me. So rely on the Sar HaMashkim. See where that gets you. Al pi darkei hateva. There was no way that the Sar HaMashkim had any reason to mention Yosef's name to Paroi, as indeed he didn't mention his name to. So Yosef, on his very great darga, obviously, by this lack of bitochin, is really announcing that I want to live a life of teva, not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Baseinu, that's absolutely fine with me. So live a life of teva. But if you are dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by being boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you transcend teva. And you can live a miraculous existence. In Mitzrayim, there was no way that they could be zeicha to a geula al pi midas hadin. Why not? They didn't deserve to leave Mitzrayim. Halolu oivda avoyda zora. Halolu oivda avoyda zora. So as long as you're stuck in the middah of din, which as we've explained on other occasions is the hanhoga of teva, Bereshis Boro Elohim, Elohim is Gematria Teva, then you're going to be languishing Mitzrayim forever. V'haboiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoivavenu. If, however, you're boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can be zeicher to a midah of chesed. None of us deserve anything al pi midas hadin. It is only through chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can be zeicher to anything. In order to be zeicher in that chesed, you have to have bitochen. You have to have bitochen. This is a tremendously important yesoid with regard to Geulas Mitzrayim specifically, but all of Avodas Hashem generally. Without bitochen, we are lost. As Rabbi Yerucham writes, Lo yitochen, it is impossible, lizkois b'shum dovor. If you want to manage without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, try managing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We won't get very far. If we are biteach b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we invest our emuna and our bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can be zeicher to all the brachos and the yeshuas. If that's the case, I think we can now come back to where we began. When we say in davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mishon, u'mivtoch la'tzadikim, and Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agro explained that even before the mivtach, before the promises are fulfilled, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers the Yeshua, there is the preliminary stage of the Mishan, like the Nisim in Mitzrayim, like the Nisim before the story of Haman and Achashverosh. So we said before, why indeed must HaKadosh Baruch Hu be a Mishan before the Mivtach? Is it simply speaking in order to be mechazikas? Don't think you've been abandoned. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will remind you I'm still with you. But la'oir ha'dvarim, I think we now have a far more profound understanding. It's not just a pat on the back. It's not just words of encouragement. Rather, if you're languishing in Mitzrayim and you don't have bitochayim, then you're not going to come out of Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers the Mishan, why? Not just as an encouragement, but rather in order to be mechazek their bitochayim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I see that because the Geula hasn't yet arrived, your bitochen is beginning to waver. Will this Yeshua ever come about? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a mishon to lean on, not just to encourage you, but rather to be mechazek your bitochen. Why is that so critical? Because if there's no bitochen, then there is no Geula. And the truth is, if you look at the words of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agro, you will see that we're not saying a chiddush at all. He says it word for word. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agro's loshen is that even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers the Yeshua, who mishon lohem, he's a support for them, sheloi ye'evdu bitchoinam, so that they shall not lose their bitochen. He doesn't say this as a support for them in order to offer them encouragement. Don't give up. It's much more than that. And he says again at the end, V'so'ad oisom b'bitchoinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists us with a bitochen. Very important to realize this. We daven this every day of our lives. Mishon u'mivtach. It's not just the support that HaKadosh Baruch Hu encourages us, don't give up, but rather he's mechazek our bitochen, because if there's no bitochen, then there won't be a mivtach. And if that's true, then indeed we can suggest that's exactly the function of the besomim with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik finds himself abandoned, cut off from his father, from his family. It looks bleak, it looks dark. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws him the besomim, not merely as a reminder, don't give up, I'm still with you. It's not as bleak as you think, rather, it's much more than that. I'm showering you with a besomim in order to be mechazik your bitochen. Because if you don't believe that you could be saved, then indeed you won't be saved. So indeed, the mishon before the mivtach is exactly the same as the besomim for Yosef HaTzadik. But the besomim for Yosef HaTzadik is not just a pat on the back, don't give up, I'm still with you. Rather, the soad oisom bebitchoinom, in order to assist Yosef with his bitochen. And if that's the case, then we have a new interpretation, a deeper understanding of what the Rebbe's bracha was all about. Hashem will help until Hashem will help. The Eibishter vet helfen biz the Eibishter vet helfen doesn't merely mean hang on in there. Even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought the Yeshua, don't worry, he hasn't abandoned you. It's much more than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. What will he help me? He'll offer you besomim. Your job is to smell those besomim, to be mischazik in your bitochen, because if you're not, then indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't bring about the eventual Yeshua. So when the son of the Rebbe asked this chassid, what bracha did you get? And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. And he said, but what's going to be until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help? What he meant is, where's your bitochin going to be until Yeshua arrives? For that reason, you need to get another bracha. And the second bracha was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will throw you besom. Just make sure that you smell this besom. Make sure that those indeed act as a chizuk to your bitochin. Why? As encouragement? No, much more than that. Because if you don't have bitochin, then indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not help in the end. Like Rabbi Yerucham said, Lo yitochin lo adam lizkois b'shum dovo. Ki im acharei bitochin. Lo yinigalu avayseinu mimitzrayim. Elo bizchus habitochin. And indeed, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov Avinu as well in the pasuk that we began with. Not only am I promising you'll have descendants, numerous descendants, not only am I promising that you'll be Zeichet Eretz Yisrael, not only am I promising that Hashem Veisicho Elo Adoma, but also, Loi E'ezovcho, I will not abandon you, ad Asheri Mosisi Yis Asher Dibarti Loch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. I'm not guaranteeing you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that these promises will be realized immediately, but I'm telling you that I'm going to throw you besom. So even in your darkest hour, Yaakov now begins his own golus, years of languishing with Lavan, difficult moments, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but just remember, I'm with you. Not just to be encouraged, but in order to serve as a chizuk in bitochin. Because if you don't have bitochin in the promise, then the promise cannot be comforted. And this, of course, is a tremendous limud for us, not just in the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for our personal avodas Hashem. Because sometimes a person indeed finds himself in a situation of tzara, and he's davening, and he's hoping, and the Yeshua hasn't arrived, and his bitochin begins to become a little bit diminished and weakened, and he has to realize that he's in big danger then. Because if indeed his bitochin becomes weakened, then indeed the Yeshua cannot arrive. So we have to clutch on with both hands to our mission. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws us those besomim, those chinks of light, even in the hours of darkness, those are not merely there for encouragement. Those are there in order to be mechazik our bitochin, because otherwise we'll have to remain in darkness. So when we daven every single day of our lives, v'sein chalkeinu imohem lo'ilom, let our chelek also be with the tzaddikim v'chassidim who are tremendous ba'alei bitochin. What does that mean? What exactly is the tefillah? Are we davening that we should have bitochin? The answer is we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should indeed send us a mission before the Miftah. Sometimes our bitochin becomes weakened. And if that happens, we're running a huge danger of in fact not seeing the Yeshua at the end. V'sein chalkeinu imoyim lo'ilam. Let us also be mischazek in bitochin. But we need Siyata Dishmaya for that. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, send us that mission. Send us the besomim. Guarantee us also, ki loy e'ezovcho, that you won't abandon us, even until the Yeshua will happen. If we live a life of a same chalkeinu imoyim, and we see a fulfillment of that, then indeed we will also be zoicha of the bracha of the Rebbe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. Not just to encourage us, but to serve as a chizuk for bitochin. If we don't have bitochin, and we can't be zeicha to any Yeshua. I wish everybody a very good Shabbos.